Unsurprisingly, Ben, we're going to start this morning by continuing to talk about COVID-19. Mm. You've been compiling a special report?
I have. Essentially, the idea here is, you know, we've heard so much from people that they're, you know, on texts and on WhatsApp and calls that they're concerned about leaving the house. They're concerned they're stockpiling food. They're not going to events in the same amount of numbers. Hotel bookings are down. Restaurant bookings are down and the likes. And really, the experts are coming out and saying, well, look, we've nothing to fear here. Precautions have been taken. We're giving out advice and they're being adhered to by the hoteliers, by the retail people in Clare. So we said, right, well, the best idea here is to go out and actually get a look at what they're doing to be proactive and to stem the spread of the virus and reassure people that, you know, there's no need to be afraid. Because as we made the point yesterday, even in quarantine in Italy, restaurants and bars were open until 6 o'clock in the evening and shops are still open. It's safe to leave the house. It's safe to go to town and to, you know, spend your money to be, you know, on the nose about it, but there should be no fears to around all that kind of stuff, and precautions are being taken. So I went out and I spoke to some retailers and some hospitality providers, and I began with Paul Madden of the Templegate Hotel here in Ennis.
Well, I suppose there's two ways of looking at it from a point of view of our business in the hotel. One is our sort of domestic client, and the other would be our international client. Our international client would be predominantly North American, and we would see the large influx of those to Ireland probably coming traditionally after St. Patrick's weekend. We still have bookings as they were before this outbreak, and they haven't changed, so we're expecting it to be business as usual. And domestically, there is a little bit of concern, no question about that. But, you know, we're still open for business. We take whatever precautions that we can as a business, dealing in hospitality in the public sector, and we put them into play. But after that, we're encouraging people to, you know, to keep engaging, because, you know, Ennis is still open for business.
You know, as you say, Ennis is still open for business. We saw the news yesterday that the parade was cancelled in Ennis. Will things like that have been, you know, harmful for your business, that maybe while on that particular day people won't be coming in after the parade, but also if they're seeing stuff like that being cancelled, they might feel afraid to leave the house and go to Ennis?
Perhaps. I'm not sure the answer is for the whole nation to stay at home behind closed doors for the next 2 or 3 weeks. As a matter of fact, there'd be some train of thought that that would actually have more detrimental effect for Ireland going forward if everyone did that. You know, I think from what we're hearing, the best course of action for people is to make sure they sanitise correctly and that they're aware of that. Businesses and staff, therefore, are also aware of it. And to a certain degree, business as usual. Now, I'm sure over the coming days, and I'm told the next 48 hours, the government and various organisations are going to make statements on how they see things playing out over the next week or two. We are seeing locally certain smaller events being put on hold. I wouldn't say cancelled, because they'll be rescheduled rather than cancelled. And, you know, where there are people in that category that are vulnerable to infection, then certainly those sort of people aren't wanting to be in a public space. But other than that, you know, as you've seen from walking through the lobby today, it's business as usual.
And have you made any adaptions to how you're working here? I suppose maybe address how you're making sure that the hotel is compliant when it comes to hygiene.
Well, I think we're working smart. That's the expression. We're working smart. So we have obviously all the precautions behind the scenes from a point of self-sanitising, identifying any particular people that might not feel unwell, and touch wood, thank God, we haven't got any. So we're working smart, and we're asking our customers to be smart, and we've the relevant notifications up everywhere, and the hand sanitizers in place, and the guidelines as how people should behave. But after that, really, to be honest, we're hoping that people are going to be smart as well and take all the necessary precautions that are in place and that are suggested by the medical professionals, because we are not that. We're only going off guidelines.
Hi, my name is Jean McCabe and I am the owner of Willow here in Ennis. I would say that footfall is probably definitely down, but people are still out about and they're shopping. They're being cautious and they're being smart about how they're keeping their hand sanitising up to scratch.
Very good. What needs to be done to help companies or shops like yourself from taking a big hit from this?
Well, you'd hope that your local community would realise the impact that something like this does have on a small business and does have on their own community. So, you know, I'd urge the locality and around Ennis and Clare to really think about where they're spending the money over the next month or two, because or three, because small businesses will find it really tough to get over this hurdle. And, you know, we don't know what lies ahead in the next week or two, but, you know, support local small Indigenous businesses, because they're the ones that support your community.
When it comes to the government, would you like to see them coming out and making a definitive statement on companies like yourselves, and also maybe supports that they could give you?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of scaremongering going out there. It's basically an influenza that's a bit stronger than usual. We just need to be smart about it and cautious. I understand the large gatherings, and that's totally understandable to try and control it. I think logic needs to prevail. This panic situation is a bit ridiculous. You know, you're smart. We should be washing our hands regularly anyway. Look, government-wide, I think supports need to come for the SME sector, for tourism, for retail, you know, possibility of, you know, delayed VAT returns or a reduction in VAT for this period, something to give businesses a relief, and even to have that peace of mind now. Also, you know, landlords, rents, all those things are probably going to have to, you know, be looked at, and any bit of support would be greatly appreciated by the SME sector and from tourism.
What's your message to people who might be afraid to leave the house or might be kind of reconsidering that trip to town?
It's a bad influenza. I think it's been a little bit overhyped. Yes, we have to control it and put all the right measures in place. And people are doing that. Local businesses are doing that. And our customers are doing that. Look, life can't go on hold forever. You know, at some point, everyone's going to have to come out of the shelter. There's only so much Netflix you can watch. Of course, it is, you know, it's unprecedented, but I would hope common sense prevail at the end of it all.
I'm Alan Flynn. I'm the owner of the Old Ground Hotel here in Ennis. My brothers and I also own properties in Kilkenny, Cork and Waterford.
Great.
I would say it's pretty much in the last 48 hours that we've seen a significant increase in terms of correspondence from customers and cancellations, the number of cancellations that have come through the properties. Here in Ennis, they have been less than the other properties. We have a significant amount of American business which wouldn't be cancelling. They would have a cancellation period which wouldn't be up yet. But I would say very much in the last 48 hours, we took a step of having a management meeting here with all the hotels of our within the group on Monday, and we've made a significant number of changes to the way we're actually dealing with it. And what we're doing there is, for instance, it's for us as a group, it's about visibility so that our customers can see that we are taking this very seriously and we're adhering to very strict guidelines that have been set out by both the HSE and the Hotels Federation, who are constantly contacting us about updated procedures in terms of what we can do. So an example of that would be that all public areas, instead of being cleaned every hour, they're now being done every 30 minutes. In terms of our housekeepers, that in terms of the cleaning of the rooms, that there would be less rooms done per day by each of the housekeepers, so that we can ensure that there's a deep clean being done in each of the rooms on a daily basis. In the event that one of our customers, while they're here, if they contract the virus or it comes to light that they have, in actual fact, contracted the disease, we actually have an isolation room set aside in the hotel which has not been used since last Friday. And in the event that we do have a situation, that room has now been set aside and is actually away from all the other rooms, so we will be able to deal with it in that. At the moment, we're not using any clothes for cleaning of tables. We're back to using paper towels and spray there. So it's all about visibility and customers knowing that we're doing our very best to combat this.
And even very obvious things, when I came here today to meet you, I went to the reception desk and there's a basket there where people are depositing their old key cards, which are then deep cleaned before they're returned to customers. It's the small details like that. You're paying attention to everything.
Absolutely. It's, as you said, it's the small things. It's the culmination of the small things that the customers, they feel satisfied that you are doing your very best to combat it. But it also sends out a message for the customers as well, that in terms of everything that they do, instead, even when they leave the hotel, the small things that they can do to ensure that if there was a situation that they had, that they're not spreading it as quickly. And I think that's really what we all need to be aware of. And I would certainly say in the last 72 hours that there's nobody in Ireland that hasn't become aware that this is something that we need to solve as a community together.
Darragh McAllister, provider of Lucas's and Considine's on Pernod Street in Ennis and chair of Clear Vintners Federation.
Since we last spoke to you on Friday as well, the decision was made to cancel not just the Ennis Parade, but it looks likely that every parade in the country is going to be cancelled. People are going to be getting alarmed when they hear stuff like that. I suppose as a business owner in the town, what's your message to people who might be afraid to be coming out and spending their money in Clare?
Well, it's certainly the case that the authorities have never wanted anyone to be frightened of anything or induce any kind of panic. The idea of cancelling these large gatherings is because of the fact that you are talking about very, very large numbers of people of all kinds and sorts, of all ages, and being in very, very close proximity together for a long time, and that's what they want to avoid. But simply going about your daily business, going shopping, going to the pub, going to the restaurant, all those things, they can carry on as normal because they don't pose any great danger to anyone's health.
Now, the reason we're speaking to you 5 days after we last spoke to you about the same thing is because we had a text to the show yesterday where somebody said, well, the parades have been cancelled, but people are still going to be flocking into the pubs where they're sitting in very close proximity. It's the same air they're all breathing. So how would you address that concern?
Well, again, the main difference is you are talking about, even in a very full restaurant or a very full pub, you are talking about far smaller numbers of people. And in the event that somebody is feeling unwell and they don't realise that they might be carrying the virus as such, it's not as easily transmitted in social circumstances because you're not so close to people and you're not so close to them for so long. On top of that, there is what we always said it comes down to, but at the start and before this, it's all about personal responsibility. If people follow the very, very simple procedures that the health authorities have been encouraging, then we really can put a stop to this, or at least slow it down in its tracks. Simple hand washing very regularly after you touch something which has been touched by somebody else that you don't know, or by somebody who you think may be possibly carrying the virus. It's all very simple stuff. Once you keep washing your hands, you can go about your business and using sanitizer where you can. For our, in our side of the industry, a lot of our members are conscious of the fact that they want to up the hygiene game. The hygiene is very important anyway. From a business point of view, keeping your place clean and hygienic is very important anyway. So a lot of our members are now doubling down on things like sanitising hand panels, push panels on doors, toilet handles, surfaces, anything that gets handled regularly by people. And of course, staff are regularly washing and sanitising their hands, which is common practice in this trade anyway. So nobody's at any more risk, I think, currently, the way we're doing things from infection. It's just small, simple personal habits that people need to change.
I suppose you'd be very keen to stress that while we're getting no word not to do it, the businesses of Clare need to be supported. It's a community effort. The community needs to support the community.
That's very true. I mean, we need to keep going because whatever savings we might make in the short term, we have to consider the long-term ramifications. Most businesses in this county are small and medium enterprises, and most small and medium enterprises can't afford to close for a couple, even just a couple of weeks, when you consider rents and rates and wages and your taxes. All these things have to keep being paid. And if, as a community, we shut ourselves out, then the real damage will be felt down the line when all those businesses and services are no longer available. So I think the message has to be, everyone exercise personal precaution, use a bit of common sense, but by all means, keep enjoying yourselves and keep living your lives.
Keep living your lives, you only have one of them. That's Dara McAllister there, bringing an end to that report compiled by Clare FM's Ben Sweeney.